Texte numéro 29. For the first time in almost 50 years, fewer than half of Americans support the death penalty. The death penalty in America is continuing its steady decline. The United States is on pace to carry out fewer executions this year than it has in a quarter century, and the number of states putting inmates to death and handing down fatal sentences have both plummeted. Yet through it all, one group has maintained its support for the death penalty: the American people. Polls have shown that while approval of capital punishment has declined since peaking two decades ago, a solid majority of people have still said they're in favour of the death penalty. Until now, at least. The share of Americans supporting the death penalty had fallen to its lowest levels in more than four decades, dropping below 50% for the first time since Richard Nixon was in the White House, according to a new Pew Research survey. The new results highlight a dramatic gulf in the way Americans view capital punishment, with an acute gap breaking down along fault lines of age, race, and gender. And as the country approaches Election Day, the biggest division can be found between different political parties, a dramatic change from two decades ago, when the number of executions was rising and support for the death penalty was at its modern peak. Still, the biggest news in Pew's survey is that less than half of Americans favour capital punishment for people convicted of murder. The last time the number was so low was in November 1971, according to Pew's records. The number has fallen only since March 2015, when 50% of Americans backed the death penalty. In that earlier survey, a majority of Americans acknowledged that they agreed there was a risk that an innocent person could be put to death under the current system. Public backing for the death penalty reached its apex in the early 1990s, when about 8 in 10 Americans said they supported the death penalty. At the time, the violent crime rate and murder rate alike were spiking in the United States, though both have since declined dramatically. Despite an uptick in violent crime and murders last year, these numbers still remain far below what they were during that period. Meanwhile, so far this year, only five states have carried out executions. Two of them, Texas and Georgia, have accounted for 12 of the 15 executions this year. The country's last execution was in July, and so far, no state appears to be immune to these national trends. Even Texas, far and away the country's death penalty leader, last carried out an execution in April. Since that time, it has seen several executions stayed or delayed. Adapted from the Washington Post, September 2016.